理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 5 An Adventure. For quite some time, the voyage of the Abraham Lincoln had no incidents. But on the 30th of June, the ship met a crew of American whale catchers, following a great whale. They begged Ned to go on board to help them catch the whale they had in sight. Our captain agreed to let him go aboard their ship, as we would now see Ned's great skill as a whale catcher. Ned, instead of only catching the one whale in sight, caught another as well. Every man on board was watching the seas carefully day and night, in hopes of receiving the award of $2,000. I, however, was not interested in such a prize, but my curiosity forced my eyes in the direction of the sea, along with the ship's crew. The front and back of the ship were crowded with people watching the seas, each hoping to first spot the mysterious sea animal. No one could eat or sleep. 20 times a day, we heard one man or another announce that they had seen the great sea animal, but they had been mistaken. For 3 months, we lived this way with continual excitement and anxiety. On the 5th of November, our ship was less than 200 miles from the coast of Japan. This was the last night we would continue in these waters before heading towards Europe to end our journey. "Come, Conseil," I said, "this is the last chance to win the $2,000.
"Sir,"
replied Conseil,
"I had never intended to win the prize."
"You are right, Conseil. We have all been quite foolish, wasting our time in looking for this sea monster. We should have been back in France 6 months ago."
"In your home, sir,"
replied Conseil.
"And in your museum, sir, is where I wish to be."
Just a moment later, we suddenly heard Ned Land cry out,
"Look out there! The very thing we are looking for!"
Chapter 6 The Speedy Hunt. At hearing Ned's announcement, the crew hurried towards him. The captain, sailors, and even the engineers came running over. I was astonished to see that Ned was able to see the mysterious sea animal in the darkness of night. But he was correct. The sea was lit up all around the animal. It had produced a powerful bright light surrounding itself. After some time, the animal raced away before turning around and coming near the ship before stopping, then disappearing under the waves. The sea monster then returned on the other side of the ship. At any point, it could have crashed into the Abraham Lincoln, causing a terrible accident, but it did not. I was then shocked to see the ship then fled, rather than attack the monster. The captain, usually quite calm, now was looking terrified.
"Professor Ernash,"
he said,
"I do not know what animal this is, and I will not risk having my ship damaged in such darkness. We must wait for daylight. Our situation will be different then. It is evident, however, that the animal is certainly a gigantic narwhal, an electric one. It must be the most terrible animal ever created, with an incredible amount of strength."
The crew was on watch the rest of the night, all refusing to sleep. The narwhal stayed with the ship during the night, as well, remaining at the same speed as the ship. At midnight, however, the animal disappeared under the water. A few hours later, we spotted the mysterious animal again, but the captain decided it was still too dark to attack. Some time later, however, the narwhal disappeared under the waves. By 7 o'clock in the morning, We were all quite disappointed to see a thick layer of fog covering the sea. We were, therefore, unable to see the animal. Suddenly, however, at around 8 o'clock in the morning, Ned Land's voice was again heard.
"There it is again!"
he cried. The entire ship then turned to see the electric narwhal less than a mile away from the ship. The Abraham Lincoln then began to follow the narwhal. I examined it carefully. The earlier reports about the narwhal had greatly overestimated its size. I estimate its length at only 250 feet, and rose to a height of 120 feet above the water. The captain then ordered the ship to move as fast as possible toward its enemy. For nearly an hour, the ship moved at top speed, without moving any closer to the mysterious animal. The ship was going nearly 19 miles an hour, but the terrible monster was swimming at 19 miles an hour as well. The ship was then able to increase its speed slightly, after going another hour without getting closer to the narwhal. The Abraham Lincoln was now going nearly 20 miles an hour, but the strange animal increased its speed to 20 miles an hour as well, which only upset the impatient crew on board the ship.
"We shall catch it! We shall catch it!"
cried Ned Land, watching carefully, waiting for the opportunity to throw his spear at the mysterious enemy. But just when he was going to throw his spear, the narwhal escaped under the water, then began to circle the ship, which greatly disturbed the crew. The captain then decided to attack in another manner. He ordered the crew to begin shooting at the narwhal.
"I will give $5 to anyone who hits that horrible beast," cried the captain, looking quite anxious.
One old man aimed his weapon at the narwhal, shot, and hit the animal, but did not harm it. For the next few hours, the ship continued to follow, but did not get any closer. The Abraham Lincoln followed that beast nearly 300 miles that unlucky day, the 6th of November. Soon enough, however, night came and we were no longer following the narwhal. Now I thought we would never see the narwhal again, but I was mistaken. Just before 11 o'clock at night, we spotted the electric light of the mysterious animal, still just 3 miles away. The narwhal was not moving, perhaps tired after speeding through the water all day long. It appeared to be sleeping. The captain decided he must now attack. The Abraham Lincoln quietly went towards the narwhal. No one aboard spoke. All was silent. We were now less than 100 feet from the electric sea animal. At this moment, I saw Ned Land holding his spear in one hand, ready for his attack. He threw his spear at the animal with great force. As it struck, a sound of metal hitting metal was heard. Then, a terrible shock followed, and I was thrown into the sea.